The husband tells his wife clearly at the time of the get, I'm giving it to you because I heard you made these nedarim. So kisavar, in other words, Rabbi Yumi learns what's the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yumi, what's the takana in the Mishnah? Kisavar yields time my, what's the reason? Mishum kikula, like we just spoke out. We're afraid of a kilkul, that if we let the husband remarry a later, we're afraid if the wife gets married to somebody else, so then later when the husband finds out about it, he'll feel bad, and he'll make it as if the first get was not a good get. So, if the husband tells her at the time he gives her the get, I'm giving it to you because I heard of a Meitzah Shemram, or because of the Nedarim, then Motzi Mikalkula. Then we have this Kanas, that the husband later, when he finds out that the rumor was false, or when he finds out later that he could have been made for the neder, or matter the neder by Chacham, he says, I have charot, I feel bad, I never gave you the neder, the get. I never meant to give you the get. And taka the get then would be bottle of mafreya, and the kids will be mamzerim. So we don't want that to happen. We make a knas now to tell the husband right now, if you're giving your wife a get because she has a moisi shemra, because she made nedarim, you should know we're telling you right now, you're not going to be able to remarry her later. Therefore, the husband can't come up later and say, if I would have known this and this, I wouldn't have given you the get. Because it doesn't help. Mid Rabbanim, you can't remarry her anyway. So therefore, the get for sure is a good get. Viloy, but if the husband did not speak out when he's given the get, Mishum Neder, Mishum Moshe Shemra, Le Motze Mikalkalo. Because later, he can't make any kilkul. He can't wake up later to say that I only gave you the get because I thought you were a Moshe Shemra, you had it, you were a Zayna. But now that I find out you're not, I don't want to give you the get. You didn't speak it out, because she gave her the get. So you gave her the get, stam, a normal get. You can't come later and say you only gave it to her because you heard of the false rumors. So therefore, there's no kikula. But each of the army, some say like this, that Amar Rav Yosef bar Menuhin Yomer Rav Nachman, Tzorech Sheyoy Melo. The husband has to tell her like this. The husband has to tell his wife, because she's giving the get, her the get, have the yodas, you should know. You know why I'm giving you this get? Because I heard the bad rumors about you that you were a zayna. Or else I'm giving you the get because I heard that you made nedarim. That's what the husband has to tell his wife at the time when he gives her the get. So in other words, what's the pshat? This ik of the army. What's the kanas in the Mishnah? Time am I? What's the reason? We don't want Jewish ladies to be Isaac and Arroyas, like that can become a Zayna like. But the people should even start talking about it, give her a Moshe Shemra. But we don't want them to make Nedarim. So therefore we make a Knas for them, that if they make Nedarim, if they have a bad name going around that they're a Zayna, we make a Knas for them that the husbands can never remarry them. Hilkas, in other words, if they hear such a strong thing, they'll be careful not to do something like this. So Hilkas, therefore, Tzarech Lemei Malah, Hachi. That's why the husband has to tell it to his wife at the time when he's giving her the get. He has to tell her, Yishna, I'm giving you this get because you didn't act nicely, because you have a Maitse Shemra, because you made Nedarim. So Gemara says, so these are the two reasons of the Mishnah, either because of the Kilkul, or because we don't want them to make Nedarim or become to have a Maitse Shemra. Now the Gemara says, Tanya, we learned Kalishna Kamal at the first shot, the Tanya Kalishna Basla at the second shot. Tanya Kalishna Kamal at the first shot, I'm a Rebbe Meir. Mifnei Ma'am, what does our Mishnah say? Hamoitz is sister Mishum Shemra. If somebody gives his wife a get because he heard bad rumors about her, the lachra is lo yachzer, that you're not allowed to remarry her ever later, midrabbanim. Or else Mishum Neder, if a husband gives his wife because he heard she made Nedarim, lo yachzer, the din is you're not allowed to remarry her later, if she didn't marry somebody else, still you're not allowed to remarry her. Why? Shema Telech v'tinos liyacher. Because we're afraid maybe your wife, after you give her the get, will remarry to somebody else. V'nimtzu dvarim badoyim. And then later the first husband will find out that the rumors he heard about his wife are false. They were false rumors. V'yomer, and the husband will come and complain now and say, Ilu yisi yodeya, shekenu, if I would have known that the rumors were false, afilu imhoyu naistim li meyamana, even if you would give me $100, I would never give her a get. So the husband now has a right to say the first get I gave her was betoyis. I never meant to give her the get. The nimsa is going to come out this way, that get bottle. The first get she received is no good. The husband never meant to give it to her. If so, she had no right to remarry to another man, and the children she has from the second man are mamzerim. Ubanei mamzerim, the children will become to be mamzerim. Slafikach, therefore, Imram loy, we tell the husband right now, have your day, you should know, that shamoitzi es ishtar mishum shemra lo yachzer. We tell the husband right now, listen, you're giving your wife a get because she heard these bad rumors. But no matter what's going to happen, though, later, you're not allowed to remarry her. Or else, mishum neder, if you give her a get because she made nedarim, you should know, lo yachzer, the din is you're not allowed to remarry her. So then the husband can come and complain later and say, if I would have known the rumors were false, I would have never given you the get. You can't do that. Because the Chum told you before already that with that first get you're giving her, you can never remarry her. So therefore, when you gave her that first get, you should have checked it out very, very carefully to make sure whether she was the Moshe Shemra or not. And if you gave her the get, obviously you were convinced that you want to give her the get, so therefore you can't change your mind later on. Tanya, we learned Kalishna Basla at the second Lashon. That Omer Reb Lezer Reb Yosi, Mifnei Ma Omru, what's the reason it was learned? That Hamoitzi is Sister Mishum Shemer Lo Yasser, Umishum Nedel Lo Yasser, Shelo Yehe Benoisi Yisrael Prutzes Barroyes of Nadarim. We don't want Jewish ladies to do this, to be Yosik and Arroyes, like to be with other men, and there should be a Moisi Shemer, people talk bad about her, or else that she should start making Nadarim. Nathika, therefore, Omrim Loi, we tell the husband, that Emma Law, when you give her this get now, tell your wife. Have a das, you should know. Shemishum Shemra Nimotziacha. Homishum Neda Nimotziacha. I'm giving you the get because I heard these bad rumors about you, or because I heard that you made Nadarim. So that's the reason why the Rabbanu made a knas because of her. That we want her to know how strong it is that she should not be Isaac and Aroyis and not make Nadarim. Then the Mishnah says that Reb Yehuda Oimer, if she made the neder in front of a rabbim, lo yachzer. Then we have the knas and the mishnah, the husband cannot remarry her. But for shelo yodu barabim, if the neder was not made in front of a rabbim, the rabbim does not know about it, then yachzer. Now, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the head, what's the swarm in Rabbi Yehuda? Like, how do we know this? That if you make a neder in front of a rabbim, then ein lo hafar, ein lo hatorah. You cannot be mata that neder. Like we already said, Shatan Yom Yehuda is that he holds the second reason, that we don't want Jewish ladies to be Isaac, to be making the Nedarim. Therefore he says, what's a terrible neder to make? If you make a neder in front of a rabbin, since you can't be makah that neder, that's a terrible neder. So if you did make it, we'll make a knas, thus we cannot remarry you. So Yehuda's shita is that if you make a neder in front of a rabbin, there's no way to be makah that neder. Question is why? The apostle says in Yeshua, for lehikum b'nei Yisrael ki nishbu lem nisiyu edom, by the Gevonim, when they first fooled Yeshua and said they came from a faraway nation. She Yeshua first made a shvua he won't kill them. Then later they found out that the Gevonim were from nearby, they're from the Zion Amamim. So the apostle says that still the b'nei Yisrael did not kill them because they swore. So the question is, so what if they swore? Go to a chacham to be matter the shvua. So Teretz says that since they swore in front of a rabbin, such a shvua you could not be matter. For Rabbonin that argue on Yehuda, like they held no, even a neder that was made in front of a rabbin, you could be matter. So over there by the Gevonim, how come Yeshua did not go to be matter as shvua? The Rabbonin have to learn, Michal the shvua layu klau. The Rabbonin say no, that wasn't the problem there. I'll tell you really, the shvua was not chal at all. Why? Because the Gevonim, they fooled Yeshua. They told them that we're from a faraway nation, we're not from the seven nations of Eretz Yisrael. So Yeshua only first swore we'll make a bris to keep you alive because he thought they were from a faraway nation. But now that it's really true that they're from a close nation, the Shvu was never chal in the first place. So Rabbanan hold, really the Shvu was not chal. Michal is Shvu al avayu, klal at all. Kivon di Yomrulhu, Mieretz Rechaikabonu. Vulaybo, when they really did not. They're only from a close nation. Lechal Yeshua Layachlau. The Shua does not take place at all. Said, so how come Yeshua didn't go now to kill them? They're from the seven nations of Mitzvah to kill them. That there it says, Vaidu Lekatlinu, Mishum Kedushas Hashem. Because otherwise it would have been a Chil Hashem. In other words, in the eyes of the Goyim, they would not know all this Torah. In the eyes of the Goyim, the Jews swore they would not kill this nation. And if they go out to kill them, there'll be a Chil Hashem. So Stam Hashem, Chil Hashem, that's why they didn't kill them out. But in front of a rabbin, there's no such yisoid. a neder that's made in front of a rabbin, you could be nefer or matir. That's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabban. Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara says the kama rabbin. In front of how many people do you have to make this neder? It's called the rabbin that you can't be matir it. We have Nachman Amar Gimel. In front of three people. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar no, a rabbin always means 10. Rabbi Nachman Amar Gimel, because we dash the Gemara Roshana like Yomim. Rashi and Roshana, but more Nida. Yomim is days. Rabbim is Gimel. Rashi says Gabi Zava. Tashin Ochim Bishloi Nida. And the Nida. By a Zava, if you see two times, she's called a Zava. Three times, she has called Zava with Ashram of Sukkim there. Kitsa three is called a Rabbim already. If she sees three times, that's when she becomes a Zava. We have Yitzchak Amar Asara. No, the Siveda. Rashi says Gabi Meraglim. Leida Roa Yotzi Yeshuva Kolev. Saved is called like a rabbi and was 10 people. So you need 10 people. The nether, if it's said in front of 10 people, then you have this halacha of Ein Loi HaTorah according to Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. But according to Rabbanan, there's no such yisayah. The Rabbanan says still you can be matered. Rameyah says it depends. A nether, you need a chocham to be matered, then the husband has the right to remarry you. So Tanya, most like this, Rebleza argues and Rameyim said no. Loy osru tzorach. They only said it's osru. You need a chacham to be matter the neder. Elam of neishen tzorach. Just the opposite of Rameyim. A neder that you don't need a chacham that the husband could be matter may firm. That's when we have the yikur kenas. And Rameyim says just the opposite. So Gemara says the ma'ikam iflugi. What is the machlekes over here? I'll tell you like this. Rabbi Meir Savar, Rabbi Meir holds, Odom Reutzer Shetis Baz, Ishta Bebezdin. Rabbi Meir holds, the husband does not care if his wife has to go to Bezdin. So therefore, if the Chacham could be Matar the Neder, the husband later will have Charoto. Like now what happened, the husband heard his wife made a Neder, and he did not know at this time that a Chacham could be Matar the Neder. So he figured, she's going to have this Neder, I'm giving you a get. But we have to be afraid later when the husband finds out that a chokhm could be matter the neder, he's going to come and complain and say, if I would have known this, I would have never given you again in the first place. That's Rameyah's svara. But if the husband himself could be made for the neder, then Rameyah says every husband knows that. And since you were not made for it at the beginning, we're not afraid you come to complain and say you could do it later. But Rebleza saw the opposite. That ain't Adam Reutzer Shetisbaz Yishtim Abezdin. He holds a Svara, a husband would not like to see his wife to go to Bezdin. It's a bizoyan if your wife has to go to Bezdin. So therefore, the husband will never let his wife be matter the nether anyway. So therefore, really there should be no gzeira if you need a chokhm to be matter. It's only the gzeira, the kanas is only when the husband himself could be made for the nether. And Yablez holds a Svara could be a husband at the beginning did not know the halacha that he could be made for the nether. So that's why he gave her a get. But we have to be afraid later when he finds out that he could have been made for the neder, he'll come and complain and say, if I would have known that, I would have never given you the get. So that's why he could knas his mishum hafara. But Rabbi Elazar holds, who are they made the knas already, also by a neder needs a chokhah to be matter. Then the Mishnah says, the maaseh, Omer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, maaseh betidon, that the man made a neder, and we said, even though he gave with a get, he has a right to remarry you. So Gemara says, my Tana, the Tani Maisa. Like, which Tana the Mishnah is talking about a case if the husband makes a neder, that you have to bring me down a story. Usually when you bring me down a story, it has to do what we were talking about before. Before in our Mishnah, we're only talking about where the wife made the neder, not if the man made the neder. So Gemara says, true, Chasur Emechs was something is missing in the Mishnah of Ketana. This is why it should be learned in the Mishnah. The neder of Amurim, when is there a knas if the husband gives his wife a get because she made a neder? That he could never remarry her? Kisha Nodrahi. Only if she made the neder. Because then we're afraid the husband will complain later to say, if I would have known I could have taken it away, I would have never given you the get. Avo neder iyu, noder iyu. But if the husband himself makes a neder, yachzer, then he has a right to remarry you later. Here there's no chashas. And the Yom Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, now it's good. What's happened to case in Sidon, the Yechad by one person, Shom Alishti, said to his wife, I'm making this a neder if I don't give you the get. And he went ahead and gave her a get. And that the Chom will matter him, he's allowed to remarry. And, yeah. If they're Tikkun Olam. Now the Gemara says, my